Love heals all. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah. Breaking up is hard to do. Here I sit all brokenhearted. Oh, wait, that's something else. Yeah. Welcome, welcome, my friends. Happy Friday. The weekend is here. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in the house. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
I can't believe it. The love affair has really gone south. You know that Elon and Trump had a rather public breakup, okay? And it happens in relationships. It does. I mean, I remember 1 minute, Chris Christie and Obama are making out on the beach. Next thing you know, they're completely different political. I don't know. It's, you know, Sonny and Cher. Oh, that was a love affair.
Yeah.
You know, there were some great ones. Luke and Laura.
Oh.
You know, who could forget that from General Hospital? I mean, all these. I have so many references, but what in the world am I talking about? So Trump and Elon had this breakup. And I'll be honest with you. I talked to somebody just last night. And my friend Rob and his wife Rebecca, and she said, hey, what's the deal with, you know, Musk and Trump? And I said, well, I don't know, of course, but I said, I think that this is an effort to maybe separate himself from Trump because of the car business and all the other things that he has going on, that for those reasons that he's going to try to create some separation. And I said, but I bet you behind the scenes, they're still buddies.
But then
he comes out, Elon does, and says something about Elon. Elon says that Trump has something to do with Epstein, that he's on the flight logs, and that's why the information has not been released about Epstein. I mean, that's very serious. Then wait. Steve Bannon, who we haven't heard too much from lately, he comes out and he tells Trump, you should deport Elon Musk, seize SpaceX, because, you know, there's a strong belief that he is an illegal alien. He might be an alien and he's trying to get home. That's why he invented a spaceship. But I didn't see this coming, not to explode to this level.
We kind of thought it was that initial thing, do the separation. But now Elon's kind of irritated people on both sides of the aisle. Now the lefties will love him again.
You know, there is something about embracing your inner child. There's some sort of a gift. And part of it is the gift of imagination. Nobody has an imagination like a child because they don't know what's possible and what's not possible. So that's what makes you a great inventor. It is also what could make you a great businessman. You imagine that crumbling skyline. I can rebuild that and make it beautiful. Okay? So that's great to embrace your inner child when it comes to creativity. You can't embrace your inner child, though, when you're mad at somebody because you sound like an immature little baby.
Uh-huh.
And I have to tell you, Trump seemed to have been very professional, at least initially, in dealing with Elon Musk having what I considered a little bit of a tantrum. When he said something on X, his last word to Trump. Now, this was yesterday before this other news came out about the Epstein thing, that he said ungrateful. Like Trump is ungrateful for Boris Alp, and he said he probably wouldn't have won the election without me. Elon Musk. Elon Musk was channeling his inner child, which is also mixed in with Trump. Do you know what I mean? It was very Trumpian to say he couldn't have won the election without me. He wouldn't have won this state without me.
Yes.
And Trump acknowledges it as much as Trump will, partially. Oh, yeah, he helped me, this and that. I was, going to win. I was going to win Pennsylvania anyway, but blah, blah, blah. You know, but he has acknowledged what a great asset that Elon has been all along. His work on Doge, how many times was he Elon next to his desk?
Oh, yeah.
in the Oval Office. He brought him into many, many meetings, including the Situation Room. He embraced him. He talked about him in the highest of terms, which Elon Musk deserves. But Elon, I mean, I get where he's coming from, at least initially. He's frustrated. He's a business guy, too, like Trump. The difference is when you're in the business world and you own the shop, like Tesla and SpaceX, guess what? You walk in, heads are going to roll if they need to roll. Budgets are going to change when and how they need to change. Priorities are going to change, all at his direction. Well, Trump knows how that works. He does the same thing in the real estate world.
Then
there is government, which turns common sense and logic absolutely upside down. So if you are full of common sense, logic, and some sort of a fiscal responsibility, government will drive you insane. It will.
Well, we've seen these agencies, don't you think, that they take that approach of, hey, we were here already. You're going to be gone before we know it. We're going to do things our way.
Yeah. If you want to, look, if you want to succeed, you have to have a vision. And once you're in kind of in charge of that vision, you can see it through and be successful. Once it starts to get to where, all right, if we can just get 12 people to agree on this, all of a sudden there's a wrench in the operation. This happens to a lot of businesses as they expand. The more little chiefs that begin running around, the Indians are waiting for you to tell them what to do. And you can't agree on anything. That's government. That's government, the frustration of government. How can you not agree that this is a good idea? How can you not agree that we need to make these major cuts when we're $37 trillion in debt? It's simple for Elon. It's a very linear thought for him. You must undig yourself from this debt. And the way to do it is you've got to quit pushing so much money out this end when you're not taking in enough from the other end. But they really, wow, it's over the top.
It was a nasty night.
They're trying to out-Trump each other.
Yeah,
it was a nasty night. That's one way of putting it. Yep, knock down, drag out, steel cage match going on right now between Trump and Elon. Who will win? Frankly, it's National Donut Day. Anybody who gets a donut today for free, to me, is the winner.
Agreed.
Yes. Serious stuff and some fun stuff, and we wrap it all together. We call it the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, also available on podcast, wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on the Bob Rose Show, click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Happy Friday, happy weekend. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Fifty Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Paul Simon.
Correct.
Yes.
Now quit sitting in the very front of the class and give someone else a chance to answer, Greg. 6:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You just jump on the bus, Gus. Right? Make a new plan. Stan, no need to be coy, Roy. Just set yourself free. What happened to the Trump-Musk love affair that we were all rooting for? This is a relationship we wanted to succeed.
Yep.
It is not going well. It is getting worse. They have broken up. And then some. Musk referenced late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein in relation to Trump Thursday as part of a larger tirade against the president and Republican leaders over their budget reconciliation bill. The tech billionaire accused Republicans of adding to the national debt, currently nearing $37 trillion, with legislation they've called Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Quote, time to drop the really big bomb. Trump is in the Epstein files. That's the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT. Musk wrote that on X. Mark this post for the future. The truth will come out. Republican lawmakers all spoke out saying he's gone too far, meaning Musk. Hopefully we never have to answer questions about tweets like that from Elon again, said Pat Phelan, representative from Texas. Elon crossed the line today. Chip Roy. Yep. Troy Nels from Texas. Musk had gone too far. There's no need for this. Those conversations should be taking place behind closed doors. Wow. Some Republicans argued that any damning information about Trump and Epstein would have already been revealed if it existed. You would think so. You really would. Because look at the leaks, the people that are in the intel community, people that were in the FBI, if that connection could have been made and there was something there, that would have come out. I believe that to be true. Oh, is he on a flight log or two? Yeah, maybe. If he's on more than two, we've got a problem. I think he's only on one. But we'll find out.
Plus, when he got a little turned into a bit of a creeper at Mar-a-Lago, he kicked him out.
When Epstein did.
Yes.
Yeah, he was hitting on one of the girls at work that was like 18. And she was the daughter of one of his more prominent members of the club. And that's apparently when he washed his hands of Epstein, as far as my understanding is. What I would say is, if Joe Biden had Donald Trump in the Epstein logs, there's no question it would have come out during the campaign. That comes from our own Randy Fine. From here in Florida. So I don't know what's prompting it. I think it's all unfortunate. A bunch of people spoke out. The Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna from the Tampa area. She said, and she happens to be leading a task force on declassifying federal investigations, including Epstein's. She told reporters she didn't think Musk's suggestion held water. I mean, it was Trump that ordered those files to be opened up. Am I not right? He did. He already did that. This is not good, and this isn't anything anybody on the right, anybody who's pro-Trump, wants to see. But who is salivating? Who is loving every minute of it? Who is sitting back right now stuffing their ugly little desperate faces with popcorn right now? It's every daggone Democrat. Oh, they're just loving it. They're just having a field day right now. Yep, so far, the devil is winning. Good morning, Roy. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I missed what Elon said. But if Trump has been on all that, if he was actually involved with Epstein, the Democrats would have made sure that got released years ago. As soon as they could, they would have been chomping at the bit to get that information out just to discredit Trump. So, yeah, I think it's BS.
Yeah, but you have to wonder. Yes, I believe it to be BS as well. But why would Musk say that? In other words, why he's, yeah. I mean, he's scorching, he's burning. I smell that bridge, and it's about to collapse. I mean, it's one thing to separate yourself. It's another thing to speak out and say, hey, I don't like that bill after all the waste and fraud I personally saw. This is an insult to me. But Trump didn't put the bill together. Yes, he is promoting it. One big, beautiful bill. He's promoting it. The Republicans in Congress, that's who put it together. And they put something together that they thought that they could push through. But remember, this is reconciliation. So it's a slightly different process, and it's more complicated, apparently, than just a regular budget. But now, hopefully, the Senate... And I believe it was Senator Ted Cruz that said he believes it's savable and fixable. The bill, the big, beautiful bill. We'll see. But the fallout, Trump, Musk, wow. I honestly didn't see it coming to this at all. I think it's a shocker for a lot of folks. All right. We've got all kinds of stuff lined up this morning. Don't go anywhere. It's 6:28, and you're listening to The Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. The weekend is here. It's 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. I mean, your story of the day, absolutely, is about Trump and Musk and the end of a love story. It's not a good one. Yeah! Take that. I'm going to cancel all your EV subsidies. Go ahead. I heard you really were hanging out with Epstein. Well, let me tell you something. Your mother's ugly. Yeah. That's pretty much what it's devolved into, really. It has. By the way, some very good news and something very uplifting. We call it valor. We put the focus and spotlight on somebody who's gone above and beyond in their already tough jobs as first responders. Valor. 8:35 this morning, thanks to our friends at Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR and Campus USA Credit Union, so that we can bring you that. These fine people that we appreciate and go unappreciated maybe a little too often. And that's where we take care of some business. Yeah, Trump floats the idea of canceling Elon Musk's government subsidies. Yep. And this came out yesterday, just hours after Tesla CEO claimed he single-handedly got Trump elected in 2024. Accused the president of lacking gratitude. The easiest way to save money for our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts. I was always surprised that Biden didn't do it. President Trump declared that in one of his many posts yesterday. In another Truth Social post issued a few minutes earlier, the president said Musk went crazy after he withdrew the ex-owner's electric vehicle mandate that forced everyone to buy EVs. Elon was wearing thin. I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars that nobody else wanted. That he knew for months I was going to do. And he just went crazy. Notably, just 2 hours before the president made the remarks on Truth Social, Musk had issued an X post that read, "Without me, Trump would have lost the election, Dems would control the House, and Republicans would be a 51-49 in the Senate." Such ingratitude. The back and forth arrives on the heels of Musk criticizing Trump's one big beautiful bill, which he referred to as a disgusting abomination. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I'm shocked at it. Just how much further can they go?
And so fast.
Yeah. And I know there's people surrounded by both of them who want to put the brakes on and at least get these guys to learn to live with each other and quit tearing each other down. What did the news say? He lost $140 billion in stock value yesterday. Tesla stock went down. So if he was wondering what the dealio was, look, he lost everything he was going to lose from the lefties. Now he's alienating himself from all Trump supporters.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, maybe the lefties will love him again. Quit, you know, slashing his cars.
I don't know. I mean, they're happy to see this breakup, but I don't know that they're going to be that quick to embrace him. We'll see. Yeah. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to Junior. Good morning.
So, if you remember back to one of Trump's old adversaries, that was Megyn Kelly, and her recollection from their spat after they sat down and talked was, Trump said to her, "You know, Megyn, it's bad when they're not talking about us." So I propose that this, maybe it's not 100% coordinated, but what it's doing is it's got everybody talking about the big, beautiful bill. It's got everybody talking about the Epstein files, which still haven't been released. And I really honestly believe it's making forcing people to take sides in Washington, and I think that might be the purpose of it.
Wow. Well, I mean, here's the problem. This is a very pivotal and critical situation that the president finds himself in. He wants to get that big, beautiful bill passed. And so by Elon turning against the bill in a very powerful way, called it a disgusting abomination. I mean, he didn't just say, yeah, I disagree with a lot of the funding in the bill because it doesn't do anything to help with our, you know, to work on our debt, and it just creates more deficit. And he could have put it out that way, but he was a little over the top. And this is a time when you need Republicans to be aligned if you want to get this thing passed. Now, I'm with Senator Ted Cruz. He thinks he can save it, or it can be saved, and that they can make it better and they can make some additional cuts. I hope that's the way it goes. I mean, we had a similar conversation with Senator Rick Scott yesterday. And, yeah, he was like, he said, it's a good bill. He didn't say great. He said, it's good. He goes, you know, we could use some work on it or whatever. They could tweak it. But if something doesn't go through, you've got the sunset of the tax cuts that we all enjoyed beginning in 2017. That's going to go away. And then you'll revert back to spending levels of COVID spending levels. So that's going to be even a bigger budget. I hope that the Senate can agree to cut back on some of this stuff, but you're going to have to get all the Republicans on board. They don't have any votes to give up. So you got Senator Rand Paul was on the fence, well, not even on the fence, against it. We'll see. All right. It is 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and so is The Weeknd. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show, available on podcast. Like, we had a great interview with Senator Rick Scott yesterday. If you want to listen to that or anything else you may have missed or something in the future that you miss, you've always got the podcast. All right? Wherever you normally download your podcast, you do that, The Bob Rose Show. Click on subscribe. No fee, no charge. And you'll never miss a minute of the show because we have some great interviews, and I got to tell you, Senator Scott was on fire.
Oh, yeah, he was.
All right, we need a good upbeat story. It is Friday, after all. This is kind of a follow-up. A story of a kid who graduated from high school, was so busy and had to run to his job. Okay, just graduated from high school. It's like, it's party time. Throw that cap up in the air, and we're going to have a good time. Nope, he had to go to work. Mm-hmm. And another parent who happened to be at the graduation, whose daughter was graduating, noticed this hardworking kid and just thought, wow, he's grinding it out, man. He is a good kid. So set up a GoFundMe page. I did that story, what, I figured like a week ago maybe, or early in the week?
And what was it in, like, was it 50,000?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Well, it's near 200,000. It might be over that by now. This was as of 10:30 last night. But it's a pretty cool story. Michael Baker, who was celebrating his high school graduation with his Burger King colleagues and went viral for jumping behind the counter in his cap and gown to lend a hand. He always put others first, according to his sister. I don't think he's ever noticed how selfless he is until now. The Georgia teen won most selfless person in his high school band just a week before the video of him bagging orders in his graduation gear captured hearts across the nation. Raised by a single mom, Baker is the youngest of eight and is always game to help out. He's always done these things without a lot of people seeing it. It's something that comes naturally to him. After walking the stage at Mill Creek High School, Baker took his mother and grandmother to the Burger King he's worked at for over a year for a celebratory Whopper. When he stepped in to help colleagues struggling with the evening rush, and a local mom saw him and shared a TikTok of him bagging orders while in his graduation gown. And she just thought that that, you know, deserved some attention. Well, nobody thought it was going to get over 4 million views. A GoFundMe set up in his name raised almost $200,000. And the kind-hearted teen also received $10,000 from the Burger King Foundation on Monday to put toward his future studies.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
And they asked him about it, and he said, "Oh, hells no, I ain't going to college. I got 200K in the bank, bro."
No, that's most kids.
Oh.
I would say that.
No, he's actually a good kid, and good for him.
Yeah.
Now if only everybody could get that TikTok fame and then a GoFundMe page coming here. What can we do, Greg, to get in on that?
I don't know.
Wait. God, I take it all back.
Yeah,
because, you know, I was always careful. Like, I want to be rich. I want to be rich. And then you see on a billboard, it's like, I got $1.2 million for my client. I'm thinking, yeah, I don't want to get run over by a truck to get rich,
right,
which is a possibility.
Yeah, your wheelchair with no legs. But
yeah.
But you got a bunch of gas.
Exactly. So instead, I turn that around and go, thank you so much for what I do have. Thank you. And I noticed that attitude usually brings me more blessings.
So that's why you do it.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Are you questioning my humility?
Never.
I almost spit it out. I almost said it.
You almost said it.
Humility.
Yeah, I know. Just choke on it.
I could say humble pie because
yeah.
It involves
music.
Pie.
Oh.
You missed the boat.
It is National Donut Day.
Indeed, it is all day.
Yeah.
Some places are. Some places do the free donut thing, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Or
but it's like you're going to wait in the drive. I mean, not to rain on anybody's parade, but you're really going to wait in the drive through for like one free donut?
No, probably not.
No.
If nobody else was in line.
Well, that's different.
Exactly.
That's why we'll go after work.
Exactly.
Nobody will be in line then. Uh-huh. Or maybe they will be because we just said that. All right. What do we got here? 6:55. On the Bob Rose Show. And, you know, Musk has his own AI chat box.
Right.
You know how some people have, like, in their home, they might have a thing where you stick a coin in there and it'll play a record for you? What's that called? Jukebox. Yeah. It's like Musk's jukebox. It's the equivalent. Yeah. His chat bot.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, but I was making an analogy.
Oh,
he has a chat bot in his house like other people might have a jukebox.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yep.
So his own chat box bot, now I'm confusing myself, is named Grok. And apparently when asked a question about the Epstein files, somebody actually used that, and they asked that question, evidence shows Donald Trump's name is in Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs, part of the Epstein files, but there's no indication of wrongdoing. That's the AI answer. And it also went on to say the files were released by Trump's administration on February 27th, 2025, contradicting claims that they were withheld to protect him. So Elon made a claim that he is tied to it and he hasn't released that because of it, because of his involvement. Elon just said that last night. But his own AI chat box, Grok chat bot, anyway, it contradicts what Elon said. Interesting. Happy Friday. Hang in there.